This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Unions in Turkey are condemning the country's blatant disregard for mine safety after 282 people were killed in a mining disaster May 13, 2014. As many as 200 more bodies could be dragged out of the Soma mine, resulting in a death toll of more than 400. Most of the dead died of carbon monoxide poisoning. They were 2 kilometers below ground and could not escape because a fire had damaged the cages which are used to bring miners to the surface. Unions in the country are blaming the government for contracting out the operation of the mine to a private company. They say the move made working conditions in the mine even more dangerous. A statement released by the Public Workers Unions Confederation said that those who pursued privatization policies are the real culprits of the Soma massacre. Industrial is the global union federation which represents miners at the world level. I spoke to Kemal Özkan, Industrial's Assistant General Secretary, as he was on his way to Turkey. I asked him why Industrial had labeled the disaster as industrial homicide.
Even more than a murder, it is real carnage, and it is an industrial homicide. Because Industrial Global Union has been urging, demanding from the Turkish government to improve health and safety conditions in mines for quite a long time. Turkey is not a major mining country, not a major coal producer country, but when we look at the fatality rates, for example, according to the figures for 2008, fatality per million tons of coal, Turkey's coal is 5 times bigger than China. This is completely unacceptable.
I understand that government attempts to privatize operations of the mine was a factor in the disaster. Can you tell us about that?
Subcontracting and renting system in the Turkish mining industry. That means the ownership still continues with the government, but the government allocates mining areas to private investment to get a portion of the production and without any regulation on health and safety. And since the objective of the private investment is just to get profit, and they consider that health and safety is a cost for them. And now, ideologically, they try to make sure that there is capital accumulation at the cost of workers, at the cost of workers' lives. This is completely intolerable and unacceptable for us, for the workers, and for Industrial Global Union. It is completely intolerable that the mine workers are denied to enjoy their basic rights to work in an environment which guarantees safety, their lives, and their future. And this latest industrial homicide shows that the path which the Turkish government has chosen to privatize, to subcontract, to outsource, to rent, to allocate the mining areas to private investment without any regulatory framework is not working. This is not in favor of the society, community, country, and the economy. And we call on Turkish government to withdraw from this and to put an economic and social system putting people front. And because of lack of this mentality in the Turkish government, Turkey is the champion in fatality rates, in occupational diseases, in the mining industry, which we can never accept. And we will continue to mobilize our forces to change this system.
What should the Turkish government be doing to better protect miners?
The Turkish government needs a political line, and they should accept that every death in the mining industry is avoidable. This is a reality, and this is a fact which is proven technical improvements, with all proper health and safety policies. The Turkish government is clearly ignoring all the safety warnings which the global union movement has already done. And the most important thing, there is no any current national health and safety policy in mind in Turkey. There is no any the culture of preventative for this safety and health. This is why we demanded the Turkish government to ratify and implement the Convention 176 of the International Labour Organization, Safety in Mind, and transpose the supporting legislation and regulatory framework accordingly. But so far, the political preference, ideological preference of the government has not been to abide by the international norms and standards. There is still lack of technical standards. There is still lack of clear, transparent procedures for reporting and investigations. And national records for accidents and incidents and occupational diseases are not reliable. And more importantly, there is no any proper process for consultation with workers and their representatives in the processes of health and safety.